Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Adam Silver mispronounced Romeo Langford there. Did you hear that? He butchered it. Romeo Langford went one pick before. If he was available at 15, they were taking him.
You know
they were.
You know what's sad?
What?
When, you know, look, you've accomplished a lot in your career. We're very proud of you.
When the grades fade.
You're well respected. Yeah, but you got to know when it's over, you know? And Wojadamis is just dying.
No. That was extremely close. Nobody saw Sekou going 15.
When was the last time that Wojadamis nailed a pick?
Oh, there's so many he can't remember them.
1983?
Yeah. No. That would have been so juicy if Romeo was there at 15. I would have been sitting up because they would have taken him.
Do you really think so? Over this kid?
If Sekou had gone before, single mock draft had him going in the top 11. If that had followed form, they would have taken Romeo.
I'm just glad that the Suns went Suns and Cam Johnson went off the board at 11. I'm glad that Tyler Hero went to Miami a couple of picks before and Romeo Langford went at 14 because it took those decisions out of the Pistons' hands.
Well, you know, I was up there at the Palace and they handed out literally pronunciations for their first two picks.
Yeah.
So, Bogey, we need to get to work on this.
Okay, yeah.
The first one, actually. Yeah. Sekou Doumbouya. See?
Sekou Doumbouya.
Doumbouya, okay.
I got to make sure I get this right, too, for the broadcast. You know,
second round pick, Davidas Servidis.
Okay.
Davidas Servidis.
Now, are you going to carry, like you actually have, just to let people in on it, you have those
phonetics
printed out. You're going to put those in your wallet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Davidas Servidis. That's what I say when I go to the restaurant all the time. Servidis. Come on, sir me dis. That's pretty much it. Oh, and then the third one. All right, follow along.
Okay, yeah. Oh, this is when it gets really tough, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan Bone. Jordan Bone. The third one.
Out
three
of
picks.
The University of Tennessee.
What a weird draft.
No. Bone.
Well, if they're getting all foreign players, Jordan Bonnet, absolutely.
Sounds like Jean Bonnet.
Let's just hope.
Too soon, sorry.
That Sekou, who played in France,
yes,
and I've called him the French Flyer or the French Fryer.
I got a text from Jeff Rieger. He wants to call him the French Bench because he's going to be spending a lot of time
there. I've heard that. If he sucks, he'll be the French
Classic
Toast.
Classic Rieger, yeah.
Let's just hope he's not a tease player and he doesn't become the French Tickler.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know what that is, by the way?
A French tickler?
Yeah.
The French tickler.
I mean, I know it's something that...
It's from a movie or something, isn't it?
No, it's something dirty, but I don't know what it is exactly. No, it is. It's something... dirty, but I don't really know what it is.
We should probably just leave it at that. But in all seriousness, once we get, you know, to the point where we can actually pronounce their names and, you know, do so properly, I want to be clear. And I said this last night because I was on the air. You had already left to go to the palace and, you know, be a part of the draft
night. Welcome, Romeo.
Rub elbows with Big Ed and all that. But I said from the get-go, I don't mind this at all. I didn't mind the Pistons going with a project guy, going with the seemingly most upside, you know, type of guy at the number 15 pick. They did the same thing, essentially, it seemed, in the second round as they were able to trade out of that first round pick and get 4 second round picks in cash, and then they traded up. And I like
too many
the overall,
trades last night.
There were way too many trades. And way too many guys going up there in different hats. And like ESPN could have just put the graphic of the team.
And they still kept the team
there.
That had the original pick up there as picking, like, Milwaukee was picking
it's
for the
so dumb.
No, it was so dumb.
I happen to agree with you. I don't know how you fix it necessarily, but I 100% agree with you. The Pistons even went as far as to tweet out earlier today the completion of the Tony Snell trade. And in that, they acquired the number 30 pick and Kevin Porter Jr.
Oh, come on.
They actually tweeted that out early. So Kevin Porter Jr. was a Piston for 10 hours.
They had Dwayne Casey and Big Ed and Sekou. They had a press conference for today, but they can't talk about Jordan Bonet or the other guy because it's a fish. Nobody in the league can talk about any of those picks that they took that were trades. That's so dumb. But no, I'm with you on this. Listen, tremendous value. And I'm not going to pretend like I've watched Sekou play basketball, but just read youngest guy in the draft. Tremendous value. I have a stack of mock drafts of about 15 of them, and then not a single one did he go lower than 11th. Most of them he went 9th to Washington. So getting him at 15, I really... the Pistons couldn't turn it down. Couldn't pass it up, I don't think.
No, I would agree with that. But there is this growing belief, and again, I said this last night, that the Pistons going with a guy that seemingly is not going to make an impact on this team for a couple of years, is that a signal of a change in this front office ownership and the direction of this franchise? Because, you know, you would have thought that, okay, say they didn't have a choice, right? At 15, most talented guy, high ceiling guy in Sekou, they got to take him, right? But at 30... they get somebody maybe that could contribute next season and come off the bench. You know, get a few minutes here and there, play a backup role, kind of do what Bruce Brown did last year. They
like
needed
a Carson
somebody,
Edwards type.
Yeah, somebody that is, look, not going to be a star, but is more prepared to play at the NBA level. You would have expected them to do that because the Pistons have continued to, you know, say, hey, this is win now. You know, trying to maximize, you know, Blake Griffin's window. They didn't do that. They go with the European who's seemingly going to be what, quote unquote, stashed, you know, in Europe for another year, potentially 2 years, who knows? Do you read anything into that? Because
well,
I do.
Okay, no, and I, there's nothing wrong with reading into it because I have felt all along that if push came to shove, even though they haven't said it, that they would be open to a big move, blowing it up, whatever you want to call it. And I endorse that.
Talk dirty to me.
I know, I endorse that. I've said all along, if they don't do anything the second half of last season, after the trade deadline when they didn't do anything, then go ahead, blow it up in the summer. I'm totally fine with that. And I do still think there's a chance they will make a big trade. But, so I agree with you halfway.
Okay.
The first part, I don't think that was a strategy going in last night. I don't think they thought they had any shot at this Sekou guy, and he felt...
Okay, but then
that
why...
That wasn't their strategy.
Hold on.
No, you're right for the later pick. But for that pick, that was just... how can we pay? I mean, everything I read, not everything, but most things I read was like the best value in the first round of anybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.